Sounds Sorry.
Good. Did you hit the button?
Yep.
Okay. Good evening. Welcome back to Boomer Rex tonight, your nearly daily source for news and politics. Let me introduce Mr. Boomer Rex himself.
Yeah, good evening.
He's our boomer and asshole millennial.
Hey, the internet.
And I am Risen Lady Heathen, coming to you from Florida, your female millennial, as always. And we are, we give you the facts from each of our three unique perspectives. I'm doing this on the fly, so give me a break.
Yeah, but are you sitting at a round table?
Literally round table.
I have a round table next to me. Does
there you
that
go.
Count?
There you go.
And a round table adjacent. In front of
okay.
me. That's like,
yeah,
I guess
you're
two
there.
Round things, so.
What the hell's going on in the news today?
Oh, this one's good. You're going to like this one.
I like the bits I saw.
So
yeah, you're going to have to run this because you guys are kind of cutting in and out a little bit.
Yeah, okay. You know Hank the Tank? He's out in California's Lake Tahoe area, 500-pound black bear. He's been accused of breaking into all kinds of houses and stuff. Last weekend, they accused him of breaking into a house through a little tiny window. There's no way on earth Hank would have fit through.
Not without a big Hank-shaped hole.
Yeah. Right. Or being like a ferret. I mean,
yeah.
You know, bears and ferrets are. Anyway, so if he's like a ferret, if he can get his head through, he can get the rest of him through. So anyway, they took some DNA samples, and it turns out that it's not all Hank the Tank, and he has been falsely accused on several occasions.
So, oh, no.
Well, they were talking about euthanizing him because it was so common.
And you can't have 500 pounds of bear that understands it can mug humans.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so, anyway,
no, I agree.
What they're going to do is they're going to snatch him and some others up, DNA sample them, tag them, take them someplace safe, and if they come back, then they'll talk about euthanizing.
Yeah, I think if you can get them to find a new home somewhere else, that's always going to be your first option.
Yeah.
So I'm happy that they're going that route rather than straight to the murdering.
Yep.
Even though I understand the concept, I just feel like we're in their home. Let's try to be polite first before we resort to.
Yeah, well, it was different when we thought he had damaged 33 homes.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So apparently there are a couple other bears out there that are helping.
Probably the ringleader.
What?
Hank's probably the ringleader.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he's the bear mafia.
Yep. And apparently he was not sticking to picnic baskets. So.
Right?
Oh, no.
Anyway. Let's see. What else is going on in the world? I found a good article in Salon. We'll post a link at some point about the confusion between the words freedom and license. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Freedom... If I can give a loose definition of freedom, a loose example of freedom. If I want to drive 130 miles an hour on I-10, right? I'm going to do that at 2 o'clock in the morning, right? When there's nobody out there but me and the truckers. And if I come up on a bunch of truckers that are, you know, wiggling around and stuff, I'm not going past them at 130. I'm going to slow down, join in, get past them, and then go back, right? So that my exercise of my freedom, in this case, to do something fun, but not particularly dangerous.
Yeah, your freedom stops at the border of my freedom.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, right? But it involved the recognition of the, a concern for others, that my exercise of my freedom doesn't damage their life, right?
Or put it in danger, right.
Yeah.
Don't color in other people's coloring books uninvited.
That's right. And if I had been, you know, stopped by the highway patrol and written a ticket for reckless driving or whatever, my answer would have been, well, yeah, you got me dead to rights, right? I still would have tried to talk my way out of the ticket by pointing out it was 2 a.m. and there was nobody on the road but me.
Yeah.
But anyway, the the Republicans and their little fascist friends have completely lost that concept.
Yep.
Right? And they talk about limits on their freedom. Well, they're not talking about freedom. right? They're talking about license. They're talking about right, might makes right. They're talking about, you know, any interference with what I want to do, protect other people is wrong. And it's the, you know, it's the foundation of all the horse shit about vaccines and, you know, masks and so on. And it's pathetic, right? It is a profound misunderstanding of what the word freedom means.
Well, and they're conflating freedom and fragility.
Well, and they are so fragile. I know. That's the sad thing.
No, it's all of them.
Yep. Is that they are fragile and scared.
Yep.
Right? But again, if we go back to thinking about freedom as it's supposed to be, right? I mean, the first question on like wearing masks is, okay, does it help both ways? Yes, it helps you and it helps other people.
Yep.
And at that point, put the mask on. Right? And no, I don't like wearing masks. I hate masks.
But when
I'm in a really dark place, I have an N95 with an exhaust valve. And at that point, my attitude is it protects me. And if you're not wearing a mask, screw you. But I try to stay away from that dark place generally.
Right.
So anyway, but this whole social dominance thing, right? And, you know, well, by God, I'm going to...
It's the same thing that spawns the gun ownership because I'm not going to be a victim. My problem with that view is it sounds very much like that's already happened. Would you like to talk about it?
Yeah.
Because you're talking about you are responding to a fight that has already happened.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
And you talk. And they're afraid of things like, well, I don't like to fly because of terrorists. Okay. You are more likely to be hit by a goddamn meteor than to be hurt by a terrorist on an airplane.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, look at the things that you're afraid of. So they're afraid of everything.
Well, and in the history of America, how many times have planes actually been attacked successfully by terrorists? 5.
2.5.
Well, I'm talking on 9/11. There was like 5 planes or whatever.
Like 3 planes.
2 of them hit the towers. One of them landed somewhere in a field, and another one was
Pentagon. Yeah, so 4.
Pentagon, yeah.
Okay. So 3.5. Because they didn't decide where the one in the field landed.
But they all died anyway. So I'd still consider that death. So we'll call it 4.
Anyway, no, it's just this whole, you know, anti-human, it undermines everything.
No, it strikes at the very concept of society. We banded together so we wouldn't be as afraid at night.
That's right. And we would look after each other.
Yep. We've done a rather shit poor job of that, and we might all want to feel embarrassed and think about who we're going to vote for and things like that.
Starting with the goddamn Democrats.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, you're supposed to be the party of the working people. Get your head out of your ass, get Wall Street Barbie the hell off your national stage, and start thinking about how you make America work for all Americans.
But
yes.
Jesus.
I would point out electing corporate Ken was not exactly the greatest of plans.
That too.
Yeah. Oh, but let's see.
He did have a pretty good Supreme Court pick. Yep. It was not the easy answer. So, if this is the beginning of not chasing nonsensical partisanship, bipartisanship.
Yep. Anyway, so as we get deeper and deeper into this, one of the things that's just killing us is the availability of just wild misinformation.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and it turns out, so the conspiracy theorists are now, they're all going to DuckDuckGo.
Yep.
Because Google has an accuracy filter that will not present you with misinformation as its first choice. So it's much easier to find on DuckDuckGo and even easier on Yahoo. Right. So those are becoming search engines of the
search engine and have been for years.
Absolutely. Because I got to go to DuckDuckGo, I wasn't finding what I needed on Google.
You, I'm pretty sure, can select advertisements by browser.
Huh?
Now, when you pay Amazon or whoever to deliver ads, I'm pretty sure one of the things you can use as part of your targeting data is browser.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So.
Yar.
So we'll send the confident real advertisements to Google and the all the little grift Republican things to the, yeah.
No, this is already going to be dominated that way. They make their own ecosystems. Most of those people host dozens of websites that all link to each other.
Yeah. Well, the same way the porn websites are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for the same reason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But who pays for porn?
No, and it's the sad truth is that having, you know, a right-wing search engine probably isn't a good thing.
No.
I
think it's unlikely to get us back to a shared fucking reality anytime soon. Yep.
On the other hand, I'm not sure they have enough concept of reality to be brought back.
That's so cool, but the closest thing we have to a party that holds the other 50%, right? There's no way to fly a plane with one of the pilots hallucinating.
True. And as we know from at least one accident, one pilot can crash the aircraft with the other pilot resisting. So.
Shit.
I'd argue about the levels of resistance used, but no, there's not enough time on that one.
My memory is that the flight computer split the controls.
Yeah. So I'm going to make there be zero input on the other controller.
Oh, peace. Yeah. No. Once I realized,
I'm going to try a couple of times being like, Dave, man, come on, we need to talk about some shit, Dave. Nah, man, you really need to talk to me. Oh, well, then.
Yeah. No, once I realized he was trying to crash us into the ocean, it would have gone beyond words very quickly. So
the pen is mightier than the Dave.
Yeah,
that is true.
Especially when it's driven in one ear and out the other one. So, let's see what else is happening.
Stab him in the chest, though, a lot more to worry about then.
Yeah. Okay, so about damn time. You will recall that Portland was having a demonstration, and the initial reports were that an armed man confronted an armed crowd, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, an Oregon man has now been charged with second-degree murder and 4 counts of attempted murder and multiple counts of assault. He confronted a group of people engaged in a demonstration protesting the death of Amir Locke. The prosecutor's office finally came around. There's video evidence. He allegedly told the protesters who had gathered at a park northeast of downtown to leave the area. Several participants asked Smith to leave them alone. Moments later, he drew a firearm and fired at the crowd, striking 5 people. The shooting ended after someone in the crowd returned fire.
Good guy with a gun.
Yeah.
They do exist.
Apparently not Republican ones.
Don't know.
Yeah. Anyway. But again, this was one when it first came out, I had the impression the police department was making it, you know, go kind of a, you know, it's both sides of the same coin. And I don't know if they were.
Yep.
Right.
But I agree that was the impression I was getting from early noises.
Yeah.
And there is a thriving industry of people whose entire job is to look at stories like this and
absolutely
just muddy the water.
Paper them over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, we now know what happened.
Excellent.
Yep.
Good job, and don't shoot each other. In fact, I would highly recommend not bringing firearms to protests.
Not, you said?
Not. It's also why I don't go to protests.
A
heated place. It is everything. Yeah. It is exact. The only place I want guns less is in a goddamn bar.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And bars are usually pretty, well, no, I've been in different bars. Never mind.
Guns, alcohols, and guns. Never a good idea.
Yeah, never a good idea. Anyhow, so it looks like we're beginning to understand what happened there.
Yeah, no, outstanding.
And we're on to dumbass du jour.
Oh, what'd they do now?
Oh, dumbass of the day. That's my favorite.
We has 2 dumbasses.
Oh, yeah.
So the first one is Senator Jem Inhofe, who has announced his retirement.
Yes.
So he would be retiring at the end of the year. So and he's the great guy. When we found out what we were doing in Abu Ghraib, he was incensed not by what we were doing, but by the fact that people were disturbed by what we were doing. To remind you of how intelligent he is, in 2015, he brought a snowball onto the Senate floor to argue that climate change couldn't really be happening because it was cold that day, and here was a snowball to prove that climate change was a myth.
Oh, my God. Did somebody take it and throw it in his face? I would have.
They certainly should have. Anyway, my whole response to that is...
Risen for Congress. Risen for Congress.
Yeah, there you go.
Can I see her throw stuff at people?
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen to me?
Oh, dude, I would totally turn fucking Congress into one of those, like, countries that I always talk about where they, like, push and shove.
No, madam, I would like to point out you would, in fact, be making Congress great again, because we have a history of that. We had to outlaw weapons when they went to hitting each other with canes. I have a vague recollection somebody might have pulled a cane sword, but that may just be me punching it up.
Yeah. Anyway. So my whole response to that is don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Yep.
You know, here's a man whose at least recent service has not been in the best interest of the United States, and he's scum, and let's let him go.
And he would be part of the reason why, if I ever got elected to Congress, I promise you people, all of you, if you vote Risen for Congress, I will always have a hammer on me. Because you never know when some bitches need some hammers.
There you go.
This will be funny to watch.
We can at least have a Democratic version of NGT.
I'm down.
So, anyway, let's see. What else have we got? Oh, my God. So, Guy Reffitt. He's from Texas. He's charged with like five felonies in the January 6th. Legitimate political discourse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyhow. You mean the insurrection? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the one. The armed insurrection. That's his crowd. Yep, you got it.
And we had to chase the roaches out of the Capitol with fucking flashbangs.
This is the one, you'll remember him.
I know.
He's the one who's told his children, if you turn me in, you're a traitor. And you know what happens to traitors? Traitors get shot.
Well, it turns out they end up estranged from their dad. But...
So his 19-year-old son, Jackson, turned him in.
It's a hard choice, man. You made the right one.
Good job,
you did make the right one.
Jackson, you are my hero.
So anyway.
Lots of heroes tonight.
Yeah.
Apparently Jackson and his sister are reportedly set to testify. Reffitt is suggesting that he could be acquitted. Or that jury selection could fail, resulting in a change of venue. Formal federal processors are just laughing.
Oh, yeah.
No, so, none of that's happening. He said that truckers could spin this into a new paradigm.
First off, who cleared you for the word paradigm? B, right. I don't think that word means what you think it means.
Anyway, so this is a pretrial statement. You go, fella?
Where's your lawyer?
Yeah,
why isn't he pulling a fire alarm? Because whatever the crime is for pulling a fire alarm illegally, that's way less than whatever's going to happen. Like, this is dumb, buddy.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard to make them think you feel remorseful now.
Yeah.
You're saying the truckers might come and have another insurrection, and you might be saved by the second one?
Yeah. There you go.
So more crimes. Are you encouraging crimes?
Maybe we can have an insurrection du jour.
Man.
Du monat?
Part of me worries because a lot of the DNA for this comes out of the sovereign citizen kids, and when they aren't writing crazy, weirdly capitalized things, they're also representing themselves and getting very shouty in courts. So,
yeah, which is great.
It's federal courts. So we're not going to get any video, but we'll get some very interesting sketches.
Yeah. Well, and it, I believe the audio is available. Certainly, the transcript is.
Yeah.
So, because we keep getting all of those.
Right.
Anyway, so go right ahead, right? All the pretrial statements you want to make. So,
I advise you not to. That's my free advice for the crazy.
Yep.
Don't talk.
But if you don't follow it, oh well.
Yeah, no, everybody should use the right term, in the fuck silent.
Yeah. Oh, let's see. It's going to be a short one tonight. All I've got after this is updates. So on Omicron, CDC has dropped their recommendation of masks indoors for most healthy people, right?
And yeah. I assume this is for the healthy vaccinated humans?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine.
So anyway.
And I know that's not how we're going to read it because we're bad at the reading comprehension now.
Yeah.
No, but out here in Florida, people are not wearing masks, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, again, if you're not vaccinated, that's pretty dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Again, when I'm in dark places, I'm all in favor of it. But
yep,
I'm not in a dark place tonight, so I can say, hey, yeah, if you're not vaccinated, wear the goddamn mask because you do not want to die from this.
No,
this does not look like a fun way to die.
Oh
no, especially when like we're finding large quantities of people being like, "I wish I'd just gotten the vaccine."
Yeah, but those are kind of their last words. Yeah.
No,
doesn't do you any good to say that in ICU.
That's my point. Like when you see that happening, if you're not vaccinated, if that doesn't scare you, then you're in a problem, man.
Yep. So
that's
anyway.
A you problem, not a me problem. So enjoy your death du jour.
Oh yeah.
Hey, Risen. Did you hear about the ghost of Kiev?
No.
All right. I have no idea if this is propaganda or what, but it's like the Polish cavalry charge. This is a good story, and people should tell it. So, this video was posted, and that's been debunked. It was made in a video game of somebody using an old MiG-29 to go up against the new Russian air fighters.
And win.
And as the kid who posted the original video, which wasn't attempting to be a hoax or anything, he said that...
God bless him.
Yes. And if he's real, God bless him. And if he's not, here's to more like him.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-huh.
No, add that to the 13 Border Patrol border guards who said, Russian ship, go fuck yourself, and then paid the price for it.
No, but
if what you say, I fuck them.
We will get their names, and we will say them out loud because that's important.
Yep. Good luck, Ukraine.
No, but... All right, I have to ask you guys that... You know, because this whole Russia-Ukraine thing got real crazy real fucking quick.
Oh, yeah.
Why aren't we doing more about this? Because Ukraine's part of the UN, right?
Nope.
Yes.
UN, maybe.
I think they're part of the UN. They are not part of NATO.
But they are part of the UN, so why aren't we doing more to help them? I mean, I get, like, we're trying to avoid World War III, but it seems like Russia don't give a fuck.
Does seem a little bit that way, doesn't it? I think long-term, and a couple of European countries are already doing it, they are seizing the property of the oligarchs.
Uh-huh.
And there's no intention of ever returning it.
Yeah, I would take that. You're criminals. Isn't like when we grab Iran's assets and someday there'll be a government we have to give it back to.
Right. You are the political leadership of a power with which we are at war.
Yeah.
Take their shit. Because I think if you do that enough, Putin will drown in his pool.
Right. So. Or have to, smoke some oligarchs and run.
Yeah.
Right.
Then we can take all his shit and send him back.
He's the richest man on earth. I think he can vanish. But
that background noise?
Nope. Not that I know of, anyway.
Nope. We're not hearing it.
Okay, cool. No, the air conditioner kicked on, and if it was picking it up, I just wanted to...
We'll find out at the end. So,
yeah, we can't hear it at all. We can hear your breathing better than the air conditioner. So.
Oh, that's amazing. Good to know. No, this headset is amazing. I'm really sad they stopped making them.
Oh. That's a cute idea. We hadn't thought about headsets on your end, but
sure.
You use it all the time. I just wasn't thinking. So.
Yeah, no, I feel like if I was trying to do this on speakerphone or any other way, that it would not be coming out as well as it is.
No, probably wouldn't be. We have a nice quiet end here, and it's
the
speakerphone's working beautifully. So.
Yeah, no, I heard the parts of the pregame show, or when we pre-recorded to check, I was really impressed with how well the microphone was picking me up.
Yep.
You're
about an inch and a half from the microphone. I don't know that we're ready to go yet. What else do we want to talk about tonight?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, Do you, you talked about Omicron. Do you have anything going on with climate weirding?
Not at the moment, other than the storm that's currently, you know, pushing through the middle of the country.
Yeah, no, I was afraid because I flew through Houston to get to Florida today, and asshole was sitting there like, you're going to get stuck in Texas. I was like, if I get stuck in Texas, I'm going to be so pissed. Fuck.
No, you got lucky. You flew over the storm between Houston and Florida.
So. Yeah, I was pretty sure that that's where it was. When I saw the map last time, I saw it was on the other side of Houston. We probably didn't even go over. We probably went around it, to be honest with you, because I flew into Tampa, so we could have even gone out over the water.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
So it was a pretty quick flight. It was about 2 hours from Houston to here, so that's not bad.
You don't think of it as being that close.
Well, you figure I was on the flight to Houston for about an hour 45.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
4 hours total flight time, approximately, give or take.
Yeah, and the flights I have all the memories of are from Los Angeles to Boston, so.
Oh, yeah, no, that is a long flight.
Yeah. That's the one. Those were the days when you honestly wanted to fly the red eye. Because you'd get into Boston about 2 a.m. and you'd drive home and get in bed, sleep for 4 hours, get up and have a good weekend. But you had slept every foot of the way between. They didn't even bother to wake you up if you went to sleep before we left Los Angeles. So.
Right.
But, and then you could typically get, you could for sure-sies get a two-seat row. And most often you can get a three-seat row. So, anyway, those were the good old days. I miss them.
Right? Fair.
So.
So how do we keep China from misreading our inaction in Ukraine and going for Taiwan?
Well, let's understand our inaction in Ukraine. That's an awkward place for us to fight.
Yep.
Right. The Russians can drive there and we can't, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah.
China, that's not the case. So, China should be very aware of that.
Did you hear that they overflew, it was Taiwan, right?
Admiral? I do believe.
Oh, they've been doing that for months.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they did it the same day Russia invaded Ukraine, so everybody was like, motherfuckers. I think China is trying to test the waters while everybody's distracted by Russia to see what they can get away with.
Well, and again, it's another one of those, we're not going to start that fight over, right, flyovers.
Oh, God, no. No, no, no. I'm not saying we should. I'm just saying that, like, China, back up a little bit.
On the other hand,
the world has enough going on. We don't need to be dealing with your bullshit, too. Save it.
On the other hand, given Taiwan's military, if Taiwan really decides they want to contest the issue,
yep, they can make it expensive.
China is going to have the Doberman experience that kitten was the most expensive single meal you've ever bought.
Yep.
So,
But I don't think they can strike much at China's economy. So, are they going to go for factories? Are they
right?
I think that depends on whether Taiwan has decided. I'll tell you how I would make that decision. Is if I'm pretty sure China's going to win, I'm going to hurt them absolutely as badly as I can hurt them.
Nope.
Yeah.
Right? Not their military. I'm going to hurt their infrastructure and so on.
Fair.
Make them worry that rebuilding something else is cheaper.
Yeah. If we think we can fight to a draw.
Yeah.
Then I would concentrate on their military. And they would find that very, very expensive. They're going to be thunderstruck at how quickly they can lose airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
So. But hey, let's hope we don't fight any of those.
You guys saw that the rioter that took Pelosi's podium got prison time?
Yep.
Yeah, 75 days.
Oh, he should have got away more than that. I mean, I know they got it back, but still.
Yeah.
He probably, like, did gross things to it. Rub that thing down with bleach.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I want to see the ones who committed violence against police get reasonable term, reasonable prison terms, 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Oh, he has to perform 200 hours of community service and pay a $5,000 fine. Fine. On top of the 75 days in jail.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
No, it was a slow news day. I looked hard.
He claims I bear no ill will toward her or her office at all.
Riots are a weird thing.
That is fucking weird. Like,
I think it's important to realize that you can get caught up in a riot. That doesn't make you less responsible
for
what you did, right?
No, but... No,
it is absolutely possible. That's interesting, because I have been to several riots and did not get caught up in them. I wonder if it's a difference. My viewpoint, you know, why go to the riot? Because it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Right? You stay out around the edges and you watch what's going on, and that's probably it, is you, the staying around the edges.
Yeah.
Right? Is that you're not in the hot spot. So, anyway...
No, and many of them were all primed up with the, you know, Joe Biden couldn't have won. Look at how big the rallies were for Trump.
Oh, God.
That's not how we do voting, so.
As it turns out.
Right.
Yep, well.
Dumb.
They're still babbling about it. Keep going.
I saw that the
America's getting good and tired of that shit.
Real estate lady learned nothing.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
But. I'm not surprised.
She only got 60 days.
Yeah. We're talking about a guy. I don't think the, like, awakening comes with that extra 15 days.
I agree.
I'd say I hope they learn stuff, but they've got their own wing. They're not going to. So, unless that's not continuing after.
The ones who are being kept in jail in D.C. are not charged with misdemeanors.
Yeah.
So... Those folks, I am hoping, will get far more serious sentences.
Yeah.
You know, if they want to cop a plea, I'd say 2 years.
Yep.
So.
Did you guys see that NATO is actually doing something about Russia in Ukraine?
What are they doing?
U.S. President Joe Biden and his NATO counterparts have agreed to send thousands of troops backed by air and naval support to help protect allies in Europe after Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're rebuilding military that used to be there.
This is why when people talk about Germany being the leader of the free world, it's a joke, because if they were, they'd have sent troops and said, fuck it, fuck around and kill German troops, and we could be at war, Russia. Think of how bad that could be.
Yeah.
They've decided to send parts of the NATO response force and elements of a quickly deployable spearhead unit to the alliance to the alliance's eastern flank.
Yeah.
Hey, Russia gave us a list of demands. Undo all of those. And two things adjacent to each of them.
Yep.
They're really against those medium-range missiles, huh? Let's bring a lot.
Yeah.
I turn off the internet for them. I agree with the pushes for the social media companies to ban Russian accounts. That one would be so easy, right? Just, no.
Oh, hey, Germany is doing something.
What's that?
They announced that they plan to deploy troops and a Patriot anti-missile system to Slovakia and other NATO member states.
Right.
Yeah.
But again, those are not Ukraine.
No, which is annoying.
And I'm sure everybody's got their ninjas in Ukraine, but that's not the same thing.
No.
Send in the Rangers to get in another fight. And I know we can't for some fairly good and also some fairly fucking dumb reasons. Yeah, I strike at the oligarchs for fun, but sooner or later we've kind of got to do something.
Well, then you can have the Ukrainian special operator who only speaks English and Parsi.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's all I can find, so.
Yeah.
No,
no,
I think everybody's
focused on this Russia-Ukraine thing.
Well, and a lot of the stuff I've seen or heard that sounded really interesting, I can't source it from anywhere real.
Yeah.
And
right,
I do
right,
like
right.
the people who are making the point that this may well be the first war carried on TikTok.
True. No, and if the British are right, the Russians are not pleased with how this is going.
Yep.
So that, which is not a big surprise. What has their army done in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
Nada.
A lot of low intensity stuff in Dagestan. So again, their special op go bumpy types are spun up, but not any big units.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
And with any luck, we gave them a whole fucking bunch of anti-vehicle weapons.
Yep.
And an AT-4 will cripple a Russian main battle tank, and it will fuck up a truck.
Yep.
So. Anyway.
No, I hope the reports I saw of the Ukrainians giving out guns to their civilian population are true.
Yeah.
Oh,
imagine
gotcha.
Imagine trying to push a mechanized infantry force into a city where everybody in the upper floors has a fucking rifle.
Yep, I wouldn't.
Yeah.
We're driving around. And they basically did in Chablinsk something.
Yeah.
The port city they needed to capture for their southern route.
Yeah.
So, they don't appear to have done well, having thrown a shit ton of people at it.
Yep. All right.
No, I'm curious to see how this all plays out, because I hope Russia gets their fucking comeuppance.
Yeah. No, at some level, it is nice to see Russia not doing several of the things I kind of just figured they were going to do.
Yeah.
Right.
I really did think this would be blitzkrieg.
Yeah.
No, this doesn't look like a blitzkrieg.
This should have been airborne kids followed by heavy armor.
They took the airport with airborne and then appear to have lost it.
That can't have happened. Okay, so I would argue with the definition of taking the airport.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's the problem with airborne.
Aye.
Is if your ground forces don't get
you
there to support
you need nine fucking times as many as anyone's ever going to tell you.
They're just fucking fresh.
Yeah.
So.
No, but it sounds like that their units don't really know a lot about active live combat, which is going to hurt them.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are actually shooting back using the pipes.
We have troops that have been overseas for years fighting in much worse conditions that could go in there and just mop this up.
So, I will see. At the same time, if Russia really wants some specific things, I think they're very likely
to get
it. They
can probably get it, yeah. Anyway, I'm surprised how little information is coming out.
Yeah.
And as you point out, there's no reliable information.
No.
That's like last night they're saying, well, and here's the missile attack on such and such a town. And I'm going, I don't think we gave them any anti-missile resources. But if that's a missile, it has past tense been intercepted.
Yeah.
What it was a aircraft falling out of the sky on fire. So, in pieces.
Yep.
So
Russians got the Ukrainian fighter.
Yeah. But, you know, you look at the video and you listen to what CNN is saying or whoever.
Yeah.
And you go, guys, that's not what you've got.
Yeah.
That's not what this video is.
No.
Well, even the thing about the mobile crematoriums appears to have been more a story from 2008, 2014. Yeah. And hey, if it's propaganda, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone really likes the idea of being like converted to ash by your bosses.
True.
I did like Boomer's point of the ashes are easier to ship home.
Yeah.
And you have less of caskets coming off of airplanes.
Yeah.
So fuck. I could see that being part of their math.
Yeah.
But I don't have any reports on it, so I don't know. Hey, British Ministry of Defense said something about it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
We shall see what happens. I presume the Russians will win.
I imagine by Monday we'll have a lot more actual information about what's going on.
Well,
but then as this goes, I think we have pissed off the Europeans.
Yep.
And we're going to see more and more real sanctions against oligarchs.
Right.
Sanctions that fucking hurt.
Yeah.
And I recommend we do all of those plus pull them from SWIFT.
Yeah.
Which will cripple their banking system.
Sir?
And so far, their stock market's lost about half its value, and ours has gained 1,500 points over the last 2 days.
And so to answer part of your question, that's why we're not doing more. Not in a shitty way, but as long as U.S. and Russian troops aren't shooting at each other, the global stock market is not much concerned about, or global trade is not that much concerned about what Russia's going to do.
Yeah.
Right? At best, they're going to do what they've done in other countries and carve out a piece so Ukraine doesn't function right.
To give you a sense of how important they are, Russia is 1.3% of global GDP.
Yeah.
So.
Fair.
It's like losing Texas.
Yep.
So like nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, and it's worse than that, because they are a big source of energy for Europe. And I think that's going to end. I think they're going to regret this forever.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem is, see, having not done this before winter, where they would have had a lot of leverage, I think this gives them sort of a year to tool up, to come up with some other answer. So.
If I had any sort of a corporation that had any sort of whatever in Russia, I would just shut it down right now.
Well, and if the sanctions really hurt them, right, it could force them to say something dumb. Hell, the head of their whatever threatened to drop the ISS on people. He also has a history of saying crazy, so I'm not worried. But hey, that's one of those things that could force somebody to have a response.
Well,
you know we have the same number of Ohio-class submarines, right?
I promise you that our astronauts can run their section as well as they can.
No, but that was my original thought. That was we should
lock them up.
I would get any Russians on board under control. Secondly, I would start talking a lot of shit about all the garbage components the Russians made and blaming them for the little hole we found. And who cares where? Like, this is the problem for Russia, is we're really good at
American
making stuff up
components,
about them.
Russian components all made in China.
But
no, if it had been made in China, it would have been made right.
True. No. But no, there are a lot of things that Russia is incredibly vulnerable to having said about it. Right, Russia has a serious inferiority complex.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't punch him in the nose about that right now.
Wouldn't too hard.
Yeah.
But that's the balancing act on this. And we get to... I'm taking all the paperwork.
Okay.
Yeah, he needs that. He doesn't have my notes tonight.
All right.
All right, Risen. Have fun. Try not to get burned. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Say goodnight to the internet. Tell them to like, comment, subscribe. Good night, the internet.